live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is, in fact, the day the Lord has made, and I am grateful for this day and this communication with you. We may not dig it, but these are the days in which God has decided we will live. And they bring with that a unique set of responsibilities, like this. I was just thinking in my own head. You don't need, when you say, by the way, if you say the phrase, I was just thinking, you don't need to add in your own head. I have a friend who does that. You know, I was just thinking in my head. I just want to do an experiment with something. Because yesterday on Rush's program, a lot of people called and they wanted to talk about Rush illustrating absurdity by being absurd. If I were to cover the Andrew Cuomo sex harassment story, according to the new rules of the left, I couldn't actually cover it in any way that anyone could discern. And one of the ways that we, I think, as people need to help our neighbors understand that they're hoodwinked and hypnotized by the left and they're afraid of being called anti-gay, therefore three-year-olds should have hormone injections, cross-sex hormone injections. This is just an example. We could do this with anything. It's just so easy with this gender stuff because it's just such gibberish. And we need to do this in a way that doesn't mock people who feel this way, right? We need to accept that there are people who feel this way, just as there are people who are depressed. You don't hear us mocking depressed people or anxious people. What we're mocking is the construct that contends to be compassionate. And what it's really doing is taking a very ordered fact of nature, or if you prefer, of God's design, and disordering it. It's creating disorder. So if I were to talk about Andrew Cuomo, I would need to do this. Andrew Cuomo is a man. Andrew Cuomo is a, pardon me, by the way, there's going to be biological terminology here. Okay. This is going to be biologically correct terminology. So use your best judgment if you're a parent and there are kids listening. Andrew Cuomo, a person with a penis, is accused of issuing unwanted sexual advances to people with vaginas. That means that he is using his... See, I broke the rules. Let's try again. Andrew Cuomo, a person with a penis, is accused of issuing unwanted sexual advances to people with vaginas. I don't know his pronoun. He hasn't told me. What? See, I said his. Can't be done without destroying order. It's simply not compassionate to entertain people's pain as something that should be grown and nurtured versus overcome. It's just not. Centimeter 5 is excited about something. Breaking news! They're also excited about a 21-year-old who is running for city council now.
Simple
thing. I wonder why they're so excited.
All we have to do is sell Seattle. Right?
Don't answer.
That little thing you hear there, don't answer, that was Mayor Jenny's handler. Don't answer the question.
Taking my terrifying reality and trying to claim it as their own.
I have them for breakfast.
We will rise against the spasms.
Wow, they sure fixed that.
Terrifying things.
Pardon me. Weird dude. Those are all real people, protesters. One of them is a Seattle City Councilwoman, just for people outside the area. Are they all on drugs, Alex asked? Well, of course. Microdosing. That's the new thing. So that Jeff Bezos is sure taking care of that problem. Left loves him now. Shit, wonder how he did that. Here it comes around the country. This is what you could look forward to when the separate country of Seattle begins to export its madness. This is a report on a 21-year-old who's running for a city council position. The only let's see if you can spot why this is news. This comes from King 5. King 5 ran a incredible series of, I can't say it any other way, race hustling videos that they contended was news. That's how far they went to signal their virtue. They told their viewers in a news article or news piece, racism is baked into America, said a white reporter doing a piece about racism being baked in. Reporter should have walked off the scene and said, I'm not doing this. This has to be a black person doing this. So King 5 News is excited. A 21-year-old's running for city council. I wonder why it's so exciting.
Just days ago, he filed with the state to run for Linwood City Council. At 21, he says he'd be the youngest council member ever elected in Linwood and the youngest African-American elected in the state.
This is a lifelong battle. And I think as the generations get, as we've grown more and more older, we've realized that it is our place to implement the change we want for our future.
Why do you think you can work within the system and actually fix it?
In order to change that, we have to change things that have been built within our system to begin with.
The former Kamiak High School football star will soon be studying political science at UW-Bothell. And if elected, Binda hopes he's an inspiration to others in his generation to take on the system and change it for good.
And I'm just thinking about being the person that can be a catalyst for other young people to say, hey, we're not too young to change things. We're not too young to change our community.
Oh, yeah. He's a Black Lives Matter activist. Number one, I applaud him for wanting to work within the system. Well done, young man. His name is, I'll get his name. I applaud him for wanting to work within the system rather than burn things down. That's a positive. His name is Joshua Binda. And apparently the timing of lights, red and green lights, that's where you find your systemic racism and the zoning. Well, zoning has a history in that. You do not entertain the idea that at a city council level, a person who is impressed by a domestic terror group is going to make a good city councilman. I'm sorry. It's a positive thing that he's running for office. I applaud it. It's brave. And if you do not understand that the group you follow, Black Lives Matter Incorporated, wants to destroy the country that has been the best way for African Americans and black people to come out of poverty around the world compared to the rest of the world, you're not yet ready to work on the timing of stoplights and green light, red light stuff. You're not ready to have meetings about whether a neighbor should be able to cut a tree that leans over into that's leaning over into his yard from his neighbor. These are city council things. But that's the country of Seattle. Breaking news. Breaking news. This is Como, one of the Seattle Media 5. Had this breaking news. So important. 28-year-olds can skip the line and get ahead of 80-year-olds for the mRNA injection.
Teachers, school staff, and child care workers across Washington are now eligible to get a COVID vaccine, if they can find one. Governor Inslee made the announcement hours after President Joe Biden urged states to do more.
I clicked on the link and they had the boom. Breaking news tonight. More on the breaking news. Just some fun facts coming up about the mRNA injections. What if I could give you a new way when people try to guilt you into taking the mRNA injections? And if you choose to do that, you're an adult. Make your own choice. I've made mine. They're not safe, and I don't need it. That's my assessment. And I'll share why I feel that way and why I think these things. What if I could give you something new to say? Because you're probably Republican listening to this program. And we're told also from the Seattle Media 5, although this is, I think, an AP piece. We're told through Como News, Republican resistance to COVID vaccines reflects partisan divide over the pandemic. No, it doesn't. That's not what it reflects at all. We'll roll into this right after we do a quick glance at traffic. It's the right way traffic. I guess the thermometer was wasn't that important. Sorry about that. So if you are a Republican, you're part of the partisan divide against the magic mRNA injections.
And challenge three, acceptance. Look at this. A recent poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows 15% of Americans say they will not get vaccinated. But for those who are on board.
If I could leave people with one message, it is this. Get vaccinated with the first vaccine available to you.
Just that last line. They're actually telling people, don't bother picking one injection from another. They each have some unique aspects to them that may be harmful for some people, like pregnant women. We'll talk about this. Like people who have existing immune system problems. We'll talk about that. In all of this, somehow there's no discussion that you don't have to take the mRNA injections. You could have the antigens, which are from the antibodies of people who overcame the virus. But here's the piece that drives me nuts. A Yahoo News YouGov national poll released last week found 60% of American adults have been vaccinated or plan to do so, up from 45% last fall. Republicans and Democrats have been almost equally want to have a vaccine in November survey, but a 31-point partisan gap has developed, with 78% of Democrats now planning to get inoculated compared to 47% of Republicans. Here's what this poll shows. The mockingbird media are mockingbirds. That's what it shows. The mockingbird media are mockingbirds. They repeat and amplify the words of technocrats and statists without inserting the slightest bit of skepticism. Republicans are aware of some facts about the mRNA injections. They don't inoculate you. The Fauci himself has stated this. I haven't read the Johnson & Johnson paperwork yet. The Moderna and Pfizer paperwork state this won't stop you from getting the COVID. It will make the symptoms less bad, and it won't stop you from passing it on. The Fauci is actually talking about, we're looking at some guidelines for people to live their lives and to have small group meetings even after they've been vaccinated. There's going to be some guidelines. Republicans are aware of the contradictions. Because we speak of the contradictions, it is not spoken of in mockingbird media circles. They refuse to speak of it. It's not a partisan divide. It's an information divide. Republicans have the information necessary to have informed consent. You have liberals who will go into a Whole Foods or Trader Joe's in the Seattle area. They'll walk up to a bin of oats. And they're there with their hemp sack, and they're ready to put six cups of oats into their hemp sack. And they'll start to press the dispenser, then they'll stop. Pardon me, young man. He's just going to buy some shaved oats and put them in my hemp sack. I hate to be that person,
But were these shaved with aluminum or steel blades? Please say steel.
I'll have to check on that, ma'am.
Meanwhile, if there's a stand-up vaccine distribution or mRNA injection, since they're not technically vaccines, if all of a sudden someone said, hey, they're giving the Moderna shots across the street. Out of my way, young man. That same lady would run across the street stiff-arming people and stomping on their faces to be first in line. Person shooting her up. Do you want to know how this works? No, just shoot me up. Give me the vaccine. That should mean something. That's why they're called mockingbirds. They don't give you information like this. Alex Berenson does. Alex is a former New York Times reporter we've had on the show a couple times. Here's some of what's coming up in the VARS reporting. This is the database that tracks harm from vaccines that you will pay for, not the vaccine companies, not Big Pharma. You will write the checks, just like you're writing the checks to advertise the mRNA injections, but not the antigens, not hydroxychloroquine. In people under 50, many of them healthcare workers, a baseline young and healthy group, putting aside anaphylaxis, blood CV events dominate. A lot of strokes, some heart attacks. Now, again, the percentages are small, but they're greater than the risk of not taking the vaccine for people who are healthy and 50. Your immune system is a better bet as I see it. I am not a doctor. I can read. And then there's this. Blood platelets. There are a whole bunch of reports of people going to zero blood platelets. If we remember first year human biology, we sort of need our platelets. This is not a surprise to anyone who had read the Moderna studies on the inclusion of things like lipid nanoparticles. They stopped using it in a 2017 trial, but it's back, baby, for a disease with a 99.87% recovery rate. Alex Berenson points out that a case of a 56-year-old doctor, an obstetrician, has been disappeared from the VARS database that tracks vaccine injuries, for which you, the taxpayer, are on the hook financially, not Big Pharma, which is earning money, pardon me, taking money hand over fist for these mRNA injections. But this man's wife has written what appears to be a Facebook note on his behalf. The love of my life, my husband, Gary Michael, MD, an obstetrician that had his office in Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami Beach, died the day before yesterday due to a strong reaction to the COVID vaccine. He was a very healthy 56-year-old, loved by everyone in the community, delivered hundreds of healthy babies, and worked tirelessly through the pandemic. He was vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine at MSMC on December 18. 3 days later, he saw a strong set of petechia on his feet and hands, which made him seek attention at the emergency room. The CBC was done, so blood chemistry work, done at his arrival, showed his platelet count to be zero. A normal platelet count ranges from 150,000 to 450,000 platelets per microliter of blood. He had no blood platelets. A team of expert doctors tried for 2 weeks to raise his platelet count to no avail. Experts from all over the country were involved in his care. No matter what they did, the platelets count refused to go up. He was conscious and energetic through the whole process, but 2 days before a last resort surgery, he had a hemorrhagic stroke caused by the lack of platelets that took his life in a matter of minutes. He was pro-vaccine, which is why he got one himself. I believe that people should be aware of the side effects that can happen, that it is not good for everyone. And in the case, it destroyed a beautiful life, a perfect family, and has affected so many people in the community. Do not let this death be in vain. Then please save more lives by making this information news. I have. Will the Mockingbird Media? They are promoting the mRNA injections breathlessly. Breaking news! Teachers can get the mRNA injections. They'll talk endlessly about the scientists say the risk from peanut butter could outweigh the rewards, leading to an increase in overall body cholesterol. An unmasked event at an outdoor party on the Gorge where the band Kiss played their greatest hits is a super spreader event. According to health officials in our area, we can expect everybody to die. Any problems with the vaccine? You are a terrible person for questioning our authorities. Welcome back on the Todd Herman Show. That piano, Joe Walsh. What I needed this morning, I have a chainsaw from him, Joe Walsh. You know that? You guys don't know that story? My, oh, you know what I've learned? Well, this isn't good. I don't think I can plug a computer in while I'm doing the show. Let's try. So, something tells me. Oh, I'll tell you about the... you got it. All right. Because I'm trying not to drop the mic. I don't have to make noises when I lean over, but I've got the mic leaning up against my face, the mic stand on my knee, and I'm plugging the Microsoft computer that I'm forced to use to communicate with the radio station here, back in. Something tells me a white cat decided to unplug it. I've started to let my white cat in here from time to time to escape her her brother, who we call the terrorist, for good reason, because he tends to terrorize her. I have a chainsaw from Joe Walsh. It's a little tiny chainsaw. My dear friend, actually, he's more of a godfather to me. It was a big deal in the record and radio industry, and he and Joe Walsh struck up an unlikely friendship. Joe just loved Gary. Gary's a family man, and he's got a great legacy of children and grandchildren. And here's Joe, this madman, who just loved Gary, and Gary was kind enough to at one point to say, you know, a friend of the family, my son's friend, and probably Gary's thinking, this goof who hangs out with my son is a big fan of your show, of your music. And so Joe gave me a big collection of his records through Gary and a ceremonial little chainsaw, because Joe Walsh, when he was a drug addict and an alcoholic, was famous for sawing a hotel room in half, because that was back in the day when when rock stars did that sort of stuff. That's actually a great segue, to be honest with you, into what I wanted to talk about in this segment. It is impossible for me to escape the conclusion that we are living through, number one, an actual insurrection in our country. Actual insurrection. I regard the January 6th event as a riot that got out of hand, and an event that was very difficult to watch and horrific to watch, to see the violence, etc. I regard... And I'll make the case here. I believe that we are dealing with revolutionary segments in our society. And I believe they're installed in power bases. And here's how I want to begin to explain this, is where there is order, be it you can observe it from a religious point of view. You know, God created day and night, man and woman, the oceans and the land. And there's order that extends down into our DNA and chromosomes. And there's order in the mathematical structuring of our world. That, for instance, if our Earth was tipped just a little bit to the left or the right, we couldn't survive. We're the only planet in our solar system from which you can observe the rest of the solar system well, because we have a clear view of this. Our bodies, our makeup of our bodies, chemically, are very similar to seawater. Our bodies contain all sorts of golden ratios, right? There's order in music, like music that's pleasing to the ear follows some mathematical formulas often related to the golden ratio. I know I'm geeking out and I can do this. I could do it all day. You can look at that from a perspective. If you are someone who doesn't believe in God, you can look at that from a perspective of, I guess, this all happened through the blind watchmaker thing. But it's order. That sustains life. Order sustains life. Where there is disorder, you lose life. Cancer cells create disorder in the body. A disease whereby your immune system cannot attack it and it has to call to bear the white blood cells creates a degree of disorder and unpredictability, because the white cells can grow to such a degree that you know, your temperature is so high that it bakes your brain and you die. It's disorder. Societally, very similar things happen. You have a nation that's ordered, where people follow the laws because that's what people do. That's what we've talked about in the show, a high trust society. And that's been America. People follow the laws because everyone else does. It's not because people are afraid of getting caught. It's because we're a high trust society. We're an ordered society. We have been an ordered society. Where there's disorder, it shows in the body of the nation. Slavery was a disordered act because it took a human being and made that human being property, which is a perversion of one nation under God. It's a perversion of order. We are human beings equal in the eyes of God, and if you prefer the no-God variety, we're of the same species, right? With very similar attributes. Some people have greater talents at one thing or another. Some people have higher melanin counts or less, but we're the same species. Slavery was a slap in the face to that. It was disordered. In countries like Seattle, people like Shama Sawant are introducing disorder. Criminals will run free. People who are under the boot of methanol or meth, fentanyl, and heroin will be allowed to inject it wherever they want if they commit property crimes. The Seattle City Council is saying, well, you can't charge them with a property crime. They're drug addicts. Or they're depressed. So someone goes in and attempts to arm or to rob a store in an armed robbery, and they're let out in 3 days. Or they beat a store owner, they're let out in 3 days. And those people are piling up on the streets. The numbers of those people are piling up on the streets. That's disorder. And these leftists are getting the results that they want. I'm struck by the fact that we're not supposed to say that they're trying to destroy America. That's my belief. They're getting the results they want. Likewise, with the selective, politically targeted, deadly, medically useless lockdowns, things that cause people to flourish, education has been stomped to the ground. Kids having access to other kids has been stomped to the ground. Churches where people meet either to become disciples. In my case, I try to be a disciple of Jesus, or people try to be, you know, good Jewish people or adherent Muslims. There's order. If you want to look at it from a secular basis, there's order, there's community stomped to the ground. Liquor stores flourish. Abortions flourish. Felons are let out. It's creating disorder. Small businesses are crushed. Big businesses that help the cycle And the cycle is more disorder. They pay these politicians to create disorder while they create profit. Right? We're watching an ordered world made disorderly. And we can all see it. If I decided to shoot you up with something that would disturb your body's immune system by creating disorder, I'd be a murderer. What is it when politicians insert, applaud, pay for, nurture, and allow disorder into our nation's body? What is that called? Is there a word for that? Yes, it's an insurrection. That's how I view it. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Thunderclap Newman by way of Tom Petty. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. Is that right? No, it's Tom. She grew up in the Indiana town. I don't know what I'm thinking. Been doing a this isn't 30-10 weight loss for life thing, by the way. It's just something I decided to try. I've been doing an 8-hour eating window and then a 16-hour fast. I'm trying to extend that today to a 20-hour fast. And I'm tracking the results because I like things that are observable, measurable, trackable, falsifiable. In other words, things that can be improved. Let's get into
just a few more things.
Quick arrangement of news-like items laid out into a logical, got it, and sequentially ordered list, thereby adding order to the world where others are trying to add chaos. We bring order to it.
Thing one.
So Chris Cuomo is an actor. He plays a mask zealot on CNN and a lockdown zealot. In his real life, he is none of those things. If you just look at his behaviors, he announced how he's going to deal with the fact that there is a political hit from Democrats out on Andy Cuomo. Otherwise, we wouldn't be hearing about the sex harassment and the release of the fact that Cuomo lied to the DOJ about the number of people that died in long-term care centers.
Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. Now, of course, CNN has to cover it. They have covered it extensively, and they will continue to do so.
Yeah, it's refreshing to hear someone in journalism just have those.
Thing two.
Wait, thing two went, oh, wait a minute. You're going to remember the day where you heard this. We have this algorithm for just a few more things. It has become self-aware. It cut me off. Journalistic ethics. You can't cover your brother, huh? Actor Chris Cuomo. You can't.
At first, it went into your nose and disappeared so that in scale, this was the actual
huge Q-tip
that was being used to fit up that double barrel shotgun that you have mounted on the front of your pretty face.
That's actor Chris Cuomo funning with his brother with a prop department Q-tip. These scandals were known at the time. Senior meteorologist for Fox News, who I've spoken with on Rush's show, Janice Dean, at the time was demanding the truth about the lockdowns. Pardon me, the forcing of COVID patients into the nursing homes. She was demanding the truth then. She lost her in-laws there. It's been known for some time that these women were harassed by Andrew Cuomo, according to them. But actor Chris Cuomo got to fun with his brother when the Democrats wanted Andy Cuomo to be seen as the COVID hero, the governor with the second worst record for COVID in the country. Next up in just a few more things.
Thing three.
This is funny. This is some good, good, fun stuff. And Johnny Carson would say, that's some funny, funny stuff. This is the boss of Jeff Bezos' newspaper he bought, the Washington Post. Are they attached to Democrats?
There's also this notion that we're somehow ideologically attached to a party, the Democratic Party. And that's not true. We are completely independent. We held the Obama administration to account.
Hold on. Trying to bring some order to my mind. Their fact checker recently announced they're not going to check, they're not going to create a count of Biden's lies. But they're not beholden. They're kids in cages under Trump. They're detention facilities now. They're not us. Yeah, gosh, hold on. I think I pulled a kidney laughing. Next up, and just
thing
a few more
four.
Things. There's a site called Media Buzz, and guess what? They called out these hacks in late night comedy for refusing to mock Joe Biden's dementia.
I do have to say I'm a little bit bothered by,
man, between Tom Brady and Joe Biden, what a month it's been for 78-year-old white guys.
All the biggest stories involve old men crying.
Are they just going to give Joe Biden a four-year pass?
Yeah. They made fun of Tom Brady's age. Well, one so-called comedian finally got into the
thing
act.
Five.
This is John Oliver. Listen to him unload on Joe Biden. Oh, wait, no. No, on Andrew
what
Cuomo.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
He used the F word.
The current scandals. There was something
that's so funny
about Cuomo's glee in his public adulation last year, from his constant appearances with his brother on CNN to him co-signing on the term Cuomo-sexuals.
He cursed. So funny when they curse. Hey, John Oliver. Dude, we know you have been freed up to attack Andy Cuomo. We watch the coordination, even though you got a cool accent. We're on to you. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.